CRI News, this is Wen Jie. An explosion on Sunday morning in East China's Ningbo City has caused two deaths and more than 30 injuries, including two serious injuries. The accident happened at around 9 a.m. in the Jiangbei district of Ningbo City, causing some buildings to collapse. An investigation into the explosion is ongoing. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has vowed to bring cooperation between China and the 16 Central and Eastern European countries, as well as relations between China and Hungary, to a higher level. Li Keqiang has made the statement in an article published in the newspaper The Hungarian Times ahead of his attendance at a China and CEEC Leaders Summit in Hungary. The Chinese leader is also set to pay an official visit to Hungary. A Chinese delegation to Japan has wrapped up a four-day visit after introducing the achievements of the 19th National Congress of the Communist Party of China to Japanese lawmakers. The visit has come at the invitation of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party and its coalition partner, the Komeito Party. During its stay, the delegation met with the party's senior leadership. The delegation also held briefing sessions for Japanese political parties, social groups, major media, think tanks, as well as economic circles on the spirit and significance of the CPC Party Congress. The Japanese side expressed congratulations on the success of the 19th CPC National Congress and Xi Jinping's re-election as General Secretary of the CPC Central Committee. The Japanese side also expressed their wishes for continued improvement and development of bilateral relations. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has rejected the idea of calling new elections despite the failure of coalition talks with the Free Democratic Party and the Greens. She says she intends to try to cobble together a new coalition as quickly as possible. Merkel is facing her biggest political challenge since taking office 12 years ago after her Christian Democrats and the Christian Social Union failed to gain a majority in the federal parliament. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed amendments into law that will force foreign media outlets in Russia to be listed as foreign agents. This comes after Russia's state-owned English news channel, RT America, was forced to register as a foreign agent in the United States after the Foreign Agents Registration Act. This forces RT America to make public disclosures of information, including its funding sources. The move is said to be a response by Washington to allegations that Moscow interfered in last year's U.S. presidential election. Moscow has repeatedly denied any meddling, arguing the restrictions on Russian broadcasters in the U.S. is an attack on free speech. The Mount Agung volcano on the Indonesian island of Bali has continued powerful eruptions. A column of ash has spread by up to 4 kilometers high, forcing authorities to ban flights in the territory. The volcano erupted three times on Sunday morning. Local authorities are also distributing masks to people as volcanic ash keeps pouring down on several villages. An evacuation order has been issued to those living within the 7.5-kilometer danger zone. Beijing authorities are checking for and handling potential safety hazards across the city after a fire killed 19 people last week. The main targets of the ongoing 40-day checks are buildings and factory sites, simultaneously used for storage, production, and housing. Officials say the blanket search and investigation campaign, launched last week, has already identified over 25,000 potential safety hazards, with some of which they call shocking. Last Saturday, a fire started in Daxing District in a cold storage basement where refrigeration equipment was being tested. Carbon monoxide poisoning caused 19 deaths, including 8 under 18. Beijing police have detained 18 people responsible for the fire. China's National Meteorological Center is forecasting that two rounds of cold fronts will sweep across most parts of northern China. As a result, strong winds and temperature plunge are expected for the next 5 days. Temperatures in parts of northern and northeastern provinces will fall by up to 8 degrees Celsius Sunday. Between Tuesday and Thursday, Inner Mongolia and northeastern provinces will see temperatures drop by up to more than 10 degrees Celsius. The chilly weather will be accompanied by strong wind and precipitation in some places. Some regions in Inner Mongolia, Gansu, and Heilongjiang will expect snow on Tuesday and Wednesday, with heavy snow forecast for parts of Heilongjiang. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.